Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Skipton has got a lot of things coming up, a lot of things happening. Of course, it's a beautiful part of the Yorkshire Dales. So I thought I'd come and talk to my fish and chip gurus and with Katie from Busy Lizzie's. Hello.
Hi, Beth. Yeah, it's a really festive time of year and the community all get involved. Everybody puts the trees outside the shops. Us included, we're decorating the shops by the end of this week. So you'll see a change from our autumnal theme that we've had going. It's going to be our full-on Christmas theme from tomorrow, actually.
And this time next week, the whole town is joining in because you've got your light switch on a week today.
Yes, it's the Skipton Christmas light switch on, which starts at 5 p.m. and that's at Craven Court. There's entertainment from 5 p.m. and the big light switch on is from 6 p.m. So we're opening late at our High Street car park location, restaurant and takeaway. If anybody's done a bit of late night shopping and fancy a bit of fish and chips, come and have some supper, then we'll be open for them.
That sounds like a fabulous idea. But that's not it by any means. There's loads more Christmas things going on, including a rather bizarre thing that people may have heard us talk about last night, but a lot of people will be getting dressed up as Santa. Tell me about this.
Yes, there's going to be a lot of Santas running through the streets of Skipton on Sunday the 27th for the Skipton Santa Fun Run, which is organised by the Rotary Club of Skipton.
So you're not taking part, Katie?
Unfortunately, we're unavailable that weekend. But we are offering for all the Santas and anyone who has a completion medal 20% off their bill.
Definitely need filling up after that. You've run 5K, you've raised some money for some really good charities. Just remind me what the charities are.
The charities are Sue Ryder, Manolands, Children's Heart Unit, LGI, Yorkshire Cancer Research and the Rotary's own charities also.
And what are you guys doing for Christmas? Because you've got a big team, we've met a few of them over the past couple of months every time we've come to talk to you. How do you guys at Busy Lizzie celebrate Christmas?
Well, we have a big staff party. We used to have it in January and we've moved that forward to December, so it's actually before Christmas now. So we have a party at Skipton Rugby Club for all our staff. So we will be closing slightly early, Monday the 5th of December, and notices will be up in the shops to pre-warn people.
We'll forgive you for that, that's all right.
The staff always like to get dressed up. They enjoy planning their outfits, so they will be dressing up in Panto theme. Ooh. This year. We always have a little competition between the shops, between Swafford Street and High Street car park for who's the best dressed.
There's also a special event that you guys do specifically related to Christmas and to gives children the opportunity for them to meet the man himself. Tell me about that.
Yes, we've run Tea with Santa for many years now, and every year, in my eyes, and certainly in the eyes of my nearly five-year-old, it just gets better and better. This year we have unfortunately sold out this year, and we just sold out a couple of days ago, and we are holding it on the 13th, 14th and 15th of December. It's typically around those dates every year, so if anybody has missed out this year and want to get in there first next year, then if they email us at info@busylizzies.co.uk with the subject Tea with Santa 2017, we'll put them on the priority list next year, so then we'll send them out an email before we release the dates to everybody else.
It must be very popular if you've sold out 3 days worth of it. What happens at the event?
Well, you have to see it to believe it, and Chris will be with us next month to actually experience it for himself. But it's a very nice atmosphere. Children all have, we all have a meal, the lights get dimmed, some music's played, sing a few carols, Santa makes his way down the stairs, greets all the children, hands out personalised presents, and there's photo opportunities for all the children to have with Santa.
Yeah, it sounds great. So people can listen to Christopher Dean coming through experience his very own Tea with Santa at Busy Lizzie's next month. But there are last couple of things as well, festive related. Christmas markets are coming to Skipton.
Yeah, we have the Skipton Christmas markets on Sunday the 4th and 11th of December. And again, these are in, I think, their 22nd year. And these are hugely popular. People come from far and wide to experience these Christmas markets. And we're open, as usual, throughout there. People want to come and have breakfast before they go shopping, or come and have some tea after they've shopped all day, or even mid-afternoon and come for afternoon tea. We're open, as usual, throughout those dates.
And you've also got a special Christmas pudding offer that's about to begin.
Yes, from next week we will be offering a Christmas trio dessert at our High Street car park restaurant only. So that includes a small piece of a Christmas cake, Stollen, and a full mince pie with a tier of coffee for £3.25.
Three things as well, because I would struggle to decide between Christmas cake, mince pie and Stollen.
Yes.
But you get all three. Yeah. You don't have to decide anything.
Yeah, no, and the... Yeah, I love all three.
Now, just in case people are wondering where to find you for all of these events, maybe they fancy some Christmas cake, maybe they fancy popping in before the Christmas market or anything that we've talked about, just remind us where you guys are, because you've got two shops in Skipton.
Yes, we're based at Swafford Street, which is just on the canal, or we've got our other restaurant and takeaway at High Street Car Park, which is just opposite Marks and Spencer's and the corner of Next.
Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.